You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Ramona Shelton, Justin Tinsley, June Lee, Bob Wright. Look at that lineup. Lance Lynn, look at this, did not like that he had to be checked, tried to quick walk through it, threw his belt, was ejected. Baseball, we have a full-on TSA situation today around the horn. Let's go.
Take your shoes off, you open your laptop.
When you take the belt off at TSA, sometimes you do it and you're disgruntled. You really are.
You got really
check, put my hands on
this. Trying to get TSA pre-check.
We'll get to that in a second. This is 40. Shohei Ohtani leads the league in home runs. And then on the mound last night, 8 strikeouts, no walks, 6 hits, 8 innings. He's 8-1. June Lee, around the horn to you. This is not a new discussion. This has been happening once every 5 games as a pitcher and every night as a batter. But 40 home runs, 8 wins. Has Ohtani already locked up MVP of the American League?
He's as close as you could be to locking up the MVP on August 19th. Mm-hmm. You know, it's one of those situations where Ohtani, there was talk around Ohtani and whether or not he should give up pitching at some point down the road because he's such a prolific hitter. He had a 3.6 ERA at the end of June. And in that time, he's since lowered his ERA down to 2.79. He's gotten back up to that elite status since in the month of August, he is 8th in FIP. In baseball, this is a situation where I think we're seeing a consistency on both sides of the baseball game with Ohtani that is starting to put him in the conversation of one of the greatest athletic seasons of all time across sports. Like, Babe Ruth is no longer a fair comparison for Shohei Ohtani. It is one of those situations where we're seeing something that is completely unprecedented in sports.
Say that again. Babe Ruth is not a fair comparison because Ohtani is doing things Babe Ruth didn't do. Say it again.
Which is such an absurd sentiment.
Yeah. Ruth never hit 40 home runs in a year. He had 15 starts. And, you know, there was one thing, June. I know it's your 12th career show. There was a banned word in there. Can't tell you what it is because I'm loath to say it. Bob Ryan, is Ohtani already MVP of the American League?
First of all, be careful with the Babe Ruth thing. I don't want to get involved in this right now because you're a little bit off.
No, we're here. We're here, Bob. Let's get involved with this. Is it not true that Babe Ruth never hit 40 home runs?
Don't downgrade what he did. In 1919, he hit 29 homers. It broke the record, and he was still pitching.
It broke the record.
And that forced the issue about him becoming a full-time outfielder. The next year, when he hit 54. Now, the answer is I am unalterably opposed to the idea of MVP. It should be player of the year. That's a whole. And in that case, of course he's the player of the year. Now, whether he's the MVP or not, with the way people have to parse that, I don't want to get involved in that. He's the player of the year. If you had told me 5 or 10 years ago that we would see a guy who would be an above-average pitcher, way above-average pitcher, who would be hitting 40 home runs by August 16 or 19, I never would have believed you. I would have said, fantasy. We've all been through this where we're at. In the Little League, where the best athlete in the team very often is a pitcher who bats cleanup. That's what we're living through. We're living through Williamsport, for God's sake, in the big leagues. It's incredible.
Ramona Shelburne, can you please join us?
Yeah, I can't believe he hasn't slowed down. I keep waiting for him to fall
off. Bob or Ohtani?
The hitter or pitcher. But, like, I can't believe that Ohtani has kept this up. He's actually getting stronger as a pitcher. He went 8 innings. It's his longest outing of the year. He's gone more than 6 innings and 6 straight starts. Like, he's not getting tired. He's getting stronger. And that's what's amazing about this entire
Is he your MVP in the American League? Are you willing to call an angel the MVP in the season?
Hands down. Mm-hmm. Well, we've done it with Mike Trout before when they didn't make the playoffs. So I think Ohtani on both sides of the ball, that's amazing.
And Tinsley.
Yeah, it's fitting I go last in this because I'm really running out of ways to describe this guy. So, yes, he is the MVP. He's the first of Ohtani. Look, not only does this guy lead the league in majors, he leads the league in major league home runs that went at least 430 feet. Excuse me, couldn't get that out. But he's also second in ERA since the start of July. Like, this guy, I can't describe him. Now, here's the thing that scares me about this, and it's not even his fault. The Angels have only been to the playoffs once during the Mike Trout era. So what is this this mean for him? You can't leave generational talent in the regular season. Now, I say that. Mm-hmm. Next weekend, we got Ohtani versus Tatis Jr., and I'm all the way locked in. So that's what I'm really excited for. Mm-hmm. So, yes, he is the MVP.
Justin, you got enough to say there. I appreciate you exploring the full breadth of the schedule to get to the end of your answer. Wow, June and Bob on fire to start today's show. We're going to move on. Patriots-Eagles tonight, football-ish activities. Cam Newton and Mac Jones on one side. And what to glean there and whether Belichick raises an eyebrow when one throws a pass or not during the game. And then on the other side, Jalen Hurts and the Novocaine offense of these Eagles and whether Hurts will emerge as QB1 for Philadelphia. Bob, what can you learn tonight, exhibition game two?
Well, we know where the public stands. You know, the ovation that Jones got when he entered the first exhibition game was extraordinary. He hadn't done anything yet. We know where the public stands. What we also know is where Bill Belichick has stood publicly, which is in total support of Cam Newton, to the point where you wonder when he was going to file the adoption papers. He has not come off that stance yet. And so tonight, I don't know how bad that Newton will have to be or how great Jones will have to be for this to alter. Right now, it is no question, there's no contest. Bill Belichick is publicly endorsing Newton. And so get that in your head. I don't know what is going to alter that, how much it's going to take for that to change.
June?
Yeah, Bill Belichick is definitely putting up that public face, but all of the word off the ground in New England right now is that Mac Jones is the guy. That people in that Patriots locker room are taken aback by how much of an aura that he has, the fact that he carries himself like the number one quarterback on that roster. I think it's really interesting to point out, too, that when Mac Jones was at Alabama, he was competing for that starting job. Cam Newton hasn't competed for a starting quarterback job since he was at Florida. Mac Jones, I think, is going to be the starting quarterback of the New England Patriots sooner rather than later, and that's been the buzz because he has been impressing at camp week after week, and every single game that he's, every single opportunity that he's had to show what he has on the field, he's been able to chip away slowly at kind of Cam Newton's starting position.
Justin?
Now, to be fair, Belichick has never said Cam is going to be the starter. It's still that mystery, that mystery surrounding that. But I'm sticking to my guns. I still think Cam starts week one, but there's no denying that this game is important. Cam looked really good at the second day of a joint practice with the Eagles. But I do hope he gets more than two series this game. So we may have more to go off of on this game. Now, I do have a theory. You know, you want to be the starter week one, and you want to be the starter all season. But with the Patriots, you know you're looking forward to week four when Tom Brady comes back to town. You don't want to be that quarterback on the sideline. So I think these guys have that week in mind, too. So you
That's
want to be the hot hand.
That's an riddle you pose there. Like, would Belichick want Mac Jones starting in that game with such a spotlight on that game? As, you know, because that's just basically handing him the torch. Or would he want Cam Newton starting that game? Shelburne, you can weigh in here on that, or just tonight in general and what you can learn from exhibition game two.
I'm just trying to picture what Belichick's full-throated support sounds like. Because I remember when he said, we were talking about rain the other day, and he was like, if it rains, it rains. If it doesn't, it doesn't. Right? I mean, they asked Cam Newton, has Belichick told you you're the starter? And he goes, I think you know the answer to that. Like, he hasn't told him that, and Cam's off posting Instagram messages and saying, I need your loyalty and respect. I mean, Cam doesn't feel like the starter. And so if you're in that situation as Cam Newton, yet you are. You're taking all the reps with the first team, and he's positioned that way. Bob's right. He's been positioned that way. But go out and earn it. Go out and leave no doubt. Go out and have a performance where we're not questioning this anymore.
And same must be true for Jalen Hurts then in Philadelphia. Nick Sirianni, new head coach, has gone as far as he can go at saying it's nobody who's QB1 right now. But Jalen Hurts has to prove it tonight in exhibition game two, Ramona?
You don't have to prove it tonight. I think he's positioned in that way. But if he cares about the chatter, he doesn't seem to care about the chatter as much as Cam does. I don't see him posting cryptic Instagram tweets.
Yeah, I think Jalen Hurts is the quarterback number one, but you want to give that fan base some confidence heading into the start of the regular season and not saying the offense is like Novocaine again. Yeah.
You bring that up, Justin, and this eluded me last time. That's a line from Remember the Titans. So now I view it completely in a different way. I still don't think it works. Novocaine numbs your mouth, and then it goes away. And who wants to be compared to Novocaine anyway? But it's Remember the Titans. All right, taking a break right here by herself on the other side. Bob Ryan, red hot fire.
Out of the gate.
Out of the gate.
Wiley vet.
Pack Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guarantee Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Welcome back to Around the Horn, coming to you from the Heineken River Deck at Pier 17.
We've seen all sorts of reactions from pitchers when they're getting the foreign substance check from umpires. Lance Lynn last night involved him not slowing down, trying to quick walk off the mound. Said the umps were too slow to get to him, but then he left his equipment out to be checked, but not himself, and then he tossed his belt and he was ejected. So there's that, but these foreign substance checks and findings are pulling up things, or at least suspecting things. Last night, Caleb Smith was tossed after they looked at his glove for a bit. Smith said it was just dirt, and now he has to work in another glove because it was his only glove. June, buy or sell the reaction you're getting from pitchers here, like Lance Lynn or Smith, and the inconvenience of this all.
I sell this because this is a problem that was created by the pitchers and the league. The league failed to enforce the sticky substance stuff in the beginning when they proactively could have prevented this problem from happening. And the pitchers didn't have to push this far in the first place. So, you know, we've gotten to a point where this has become a regular part of the baseball season. And Lance Lynn needs to understand that this is something that is going to happen for the rest of the season. The umpire was like four steps away and he was complaining about how he wasn't there on time. Like, that's kind of ridiculous.
Justin?
Yeah, it's a partial buy for me. I understand Lance is a front runner for Cy Young, but and the worst thing you can do to an innocent person is accuse him. But as June just said, the pitchers brought this on themselves, and no one wants to join Hector Santiago as the only other pitcher who's been suspended for this stuff. And I think every pitcher sees that whenever an umpire walks.
So that was a partial buy? I want to make sure I get the wording right here. That was a partial buy?
It was a partial buy.
That is a total and a mute there for Mr. Tinsley. Shelburne.
Look, this reminded me of like when you see a cop and you know you're speeding, and then if you hit the brakes and they see your brake lights, like they know you slowed down. I mean, he literally sped up to run in the dugout. I mean, it was kind of obvious. This is exactly how people behave. After a little while of them enforcing the rule, there's going to be some people who test the boundaries and see if they're still going to enforce it as strictly. I'm not surprised at all that this would
and
come
Bob Ryan.
I'm selling everything. I'm selling it from the pitcher's viewpoint that they have to know it's coming. So yeah, it's just the world they've been living in. They have to be ready for it. I'm selling it from the umpire's viewpoint. There's a difference between having a belt thrown at you and a belt tossed to you. Mm-hmm. And how okay. do we know which one that was?
Buy or sell two.
It wasn't an argument. It was the way that everybody, Steve Kerr, act like it didn't happen. Bob Myers and tried to just discipline you and think that that would put the mask over everything. And I told them right then and there, I said, the only person that can make this right is me and Kay. And there's nothing that y'all can do, and y'all are going to this up. And in my opinion, they it up.
I think so too.
That's the Bleacher Report new series, episode one, Chips. For Draymond Green and Kevin Durant to think their inability to get along while teammates and the reason the Warriors broke up, that the blame lies with Kerr and Myers. Do you believe there's truth in that, Ramona?
No, Kevin Durant was leaving. I mean, the whole argument started because people on the Warriors kind of have sensed that he was leaving the whole time. Draymond even says to him earlier in that podcast, Kevin, my feeling was you were done after the first two championships and you only came back because we had a chance to three-peat. And Kevin goes, yeah, you're right. I mean, like, that was the whole context of the argument. So to put this on Curran Myers 3 years later, it feels like revisionist history. I don't know why they're doing it. And I don't know why they took the gratuitous shot at them, because Steve Kerr's still his coach. Bob Myers still the GM. Like, they understand he's a media entity, but he was already going to be a great media entity. You don't need to sell anything here.
Yeah, two things. Draymond's going to have a long career in media after his career in basketball is over. And two, I'm fascinated by anything KD Warriors era. Even when I'm confused about what the hell just happened, like with this interview, I don't even know who to blame at this point. But it is something funny about all this. You notice how Steph and Klay never talk about this situation? It's always Draymond and KD talking about it.
June?
I'm just confused as to what actually happened, because I mean, like, the revisionist history aspect of this is just not what happened. They're trying to rewrite what happened. And I think an interesting part about all of this is that it's KD and Draymond talking to the public directly, not through some sort of third-party media entity. And I think it's going to be part of the future where we have athletes talking directly to fans through their own media companies. And, you know, it's going to be on us as ESPN and other media outlets to call this stuff out when there is revisionist history going on.
Well, this is a series trying to change the narrative. Bleacher Report. But my question is, no one sees that Kerr and Myers could have done more to try to keep them together? Is that not part of this conversation, Bob Ryan?
Well, not from what we gather now. No, there never was a point they had a chance to do that if Durant was going to leave. This is more drama from Draymond. He's always going to be in the news. And Justin's right. He's the next Charles Barkley in the waiting to be a commentator. And as far as the other guy's concerned, he's never happy. Get over it. Just try and smile once in a while.
They were smiling during this, and they laughed.
Oh, no, Kevin Durant, I am so tired of his being
tired. That was a dynasty. And isn't it not the GM's job, Ramona Shelburne, to keep the team together for no matter what?
Yeah, but they did. A week after that incident, Bob Myers got on a plane, flew out, and met the team on the road, and they had a big dinner with all the main guys, and they talked it out. So I don't know what else they were supposed to do.
We'll move on. Buy or sell three, Aaron Rodgers.
Speaking of farewell tour, I don't know what's going to happen after the season, but I'm going to enjoy it with the right perspective for sure. And look at it as I'm getting through this. I'm just going to enjoy the hell out of,
Hear Durant and Draymond talk about their experience, and now Aaron Rodgers. Buy or sell, Justin?
I sell it. I just hope Aaron is ready to talk about this beautiful mystery all season. But I'll say this. Aaron Rodgers is one of eight MVPs to win multiple MVPs. The other seven, they won it for multiple teams. I'm just saying.
Ramona?
I'm glad he said it. I'm tired of talking about it already. There's no mystery what's going to happen at the end of this, and there's nothing beautiful about it. He's going to be gone for the team at the end of the year. We know what it is. I don't need to see any more Last Dance
movies. Bob, is everything you just said about Durant also true for Aaron Rodgers? Like,
Remember the movie Bowfinger when Steve Martin was making a movie around Eddie Murphy and Eddie Murphy didn't know it?
Wow.
Well, I think that what's going on here is that Aaron Rodgers, who's becoming more and more of a diva, is making a documentary and we're the audience and we don't know it. It's coming out. That's what's happening here.
I did not have a Bowfinger reference on the cards today. Jude Lee,
Bob
please.
Ryan on fire today.
That's a good
one. Go over there.
Go, Jude.
That's a good one.
I sell this because Aaron Rodgers posted the Last Dance photo on his Instagram account with Davante Adams. Like, that by itself sets the narrative. It really feels like the type of person who's like, don't throw me a surprise birthday party, wink.
One more story. Buy or sell four. Liberty Storm last night. Huge win for the Liberty. Playoff push. They were down early. They stormed back. Laney's shot was enormous. For Seattle, Sue Bird rested again. Breanna Stewart didn't play again either. Here's the tweet WNBA posted hours before pumping the national TV game with Stewart, but she didn't play. She and her wife, Margaret, which just welcomed the baby to the world. Return to leave is a possibility, but it was reported as rest. Another L for Seattle. Ramona, wise load management strategy from Seattle, even on a national TV game?
Yeah, you can't worry about the national TV game. The Storm's trying to repeat as WNBA champions. And these two guys, just got back from the Olympics. Like, they're entitled to a little rest.
Justin Tinsley?
I absolutely agree. I'd rather see them two in a big-time playoff game than a big-time regular season game. They deserve the rest.
Seattle falls to third now. Maybe not the buy-in, those first two seeds, June. Is there anything here? National TV game? We've talked about it with the Spurs before, of course, and Popovich.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm with Ramona and Justin here. I think long-term for the WNBA, the best thing that they could have is The Seattle Storm repeating and having Breonna Stewart and Sue Bird guaranteed in that stage in the WNBA Finals.
Bob, there were games where Candace Parker didn't play for Chicago, and they were national TV games earlier this year, and now this is the second national TV game this week. Seattle's rested players. Do you see anything here?
I got two numbers for you. 40, that's how old Sue Bird is, and 26, that's how old Breonna Stewart is. I'm not buying it in her case. It wasn't like the Olympics ended yesterday. I'm sorry, I'm not buying it.
All right, that's the last word here. Ramona, you want one last word? Go ahead, please.
Well, she's 26, but she also probably slept 26 hours in the last couple of days because she, you know, has a new baby here, waking her up all the time.
Celebrating, simply done. Lee, Ryan, showdown. 2 minutes.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Colton Wong and Yadier Molina are good buddies. You can just see the love here in this stolen base. Wong gets it and he gets reviewed and he still gets it and then he gets the base. After the inning, he took it home with him. Worthy reward, June?
This is like the best form of bragging rights that you could have over someone who just happens to be your friend and also one of the greatest catchers of all time. So absolutely.
Bob Ryan?
This guy must have built up some really goodwill because everybody loved what he did. Everybody, starting with Molina, didn't seem to be a problem. More power to him. I mean, I love seeing guys have fun like that.
You know, we just looked this up. During the commercial break, Yadier Molina is the current leader in career throwing guys out at about over 40%. He's 270th all time, though. It was amazing to me. I would have thought he would have been top five all time. He's got such a great arm. You both get the point. Showdown 2 from June Lee. Dodger City Blue Connect. There we go. Los Dodgers, an 80s Fernando reference there. And another new uniform, Packers alternate, 1950s inspired. Which jersey gets it right? Remember the 80s or remember the 50s, Bob?
I'm very, very surprised and pleasantly so. I figured I would hate both of those ideas. I love the Dodgers. I like what the Dodgers are doing. I'm putting a vote for the Dodgers.
I go with the Packers uniforms. The City Connect uniforms have been an opportunity to push design forward, and the Dodgers took the safest route here.
Mm-hmm. In order to remember the 80s and remember the 50s, I need somebody who remembers the 80s and remembers the 50s. June, where were you in the 80s? Bob Ryan, FaceTime.
You know how when some event will take place and you'll say, this is the first day of the rest of our lives? Well, if you're a college sports fan, that's where you are. Now, I'm not talking about Division II, III, or NAIA. I'm talking about Division I basketball and football. You are already well into the rest of your life. You've got name and image like this. It's going to have profound repercussions, not all of them positive. You've got transfer portals. Who can keep track of that? You've got Texas and Oklahoma shaking up college football, which will have a ramification of basketball. We are in the... Already deep. We're in the rest
still going.
Of our
still going.
Lives.